From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Eric Bolander, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Out of touch, I never minded all that much. I guess I beat you to that pump. I guess I beat you to that pump. Time's got a hold on me. Won't let go. Won't let go. Never mind what I say. You understand when you get there.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 541st live performance. Tonight we are pleased to present another night of great music with Eric Bolander. Eric's a native of Lewis County, Kentucky. Traditional Kentucky music was ever present in his youth, but Eric says that music is just one of his many influences. With Eric tonight are Seth Murphy on cello and Ben Caldwell playing some drums. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Eric Bolander. Welcome, Eric.
On a Sunday, I gotta go and get paid. Gotta make sure I get my fill. Think I'm swimming one day and drowning by Friday. Need once more to find my thrill. Oh, way damned if you do, damned if you do it right. Don't wanna hold you down, just wanna hold you tight.
Folks, we're here this evening on Red Barn Radio with Eric Bolander. He's joined by Seth Murphy and Ben Caldwell, and we're glad to have you here, Eric.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Welcome. What a nice start to the evening. Where did you grow up?
Lewis County. It's northeast Kentucky, between Maysville and Ashland on the river.
So okay.
Walking distance from the river, so I grew up going down there and fishing on the banks and stuff.
So yeah. You grew up in a rural setting?
1,400 people, my hometown of Garrison. So not a whole lot of people.
Public high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just did you go to the same high school during all those years?
Yeah, it's one high school for the whole county, so you had a lot of people kind of traveling from hours.
Okay, so
away.
It wasn't a teeny little town, village type high school?
No, the high school still, you know, had around 800 students, so it was still decent size for being in a small town.
How'd your parents end up settled in Lewis County?
My mother's family was from southern Ohio, Sodaville, in that area, and then they kind of traveled down across the river to Lewis County, and my dad's family, kind of similar areas they've been in that.
What kind of work do they do there?
My dad was a carpenter.
He have his own business?
He was a union guy, union carpenter. Did a lot of construction and some of his own stuff. Private building houses and stuff like that.
You know how to do that stuff?
A little bit. I'm not going to claim to be a carpenter by no means.
Do you know how to do it because your dad invited you to learn how to use tools?
Oh, yeah.
Work with him and stuff?
It was going to happen. You know, I think I built my first like crappy dog house when I was probably like 12 or something.
Dog house.
Oh, yeah.
That's my first project step. Was a lamp.
I'm tired of standing for something that no one thinks is something to them. I'm tired of handing my whole life's work out for nothing. And again, well, if you don't think I'm worth a dime, then hell, why don't you think again? Why don't you think again? I never wanted my life to be something so great, so great. Been tried and tested all along that summer haze. Remember the days. Well, if you don't think I'm worth a dime, then hell, why don't you think again? Why don't you think again? I remember why I grabbed this old guitar. Meet me at the bar. Late December, where is the one I love? She's too damn far. Well, if you don't think I'm worth a dime, then hell, why don't you think again? Why don't you think again? If you don't think I'm worth your time, then hell, I don't give a damn. Why don't you think again? Why don't you think again? Why don't you think again?
Thank you.
As you describe it, this small town setting, what was the musical climate like there, or what was it like in your home?
A lot of bluegrass and traditional country, and some of those influences I mentioned is kind of some of the things I remember being in the backseat of my dad's Monte Carlo, listening to the 8-track of like Don Williams, you know, playing with my G.I. Joes, no seatbelt, of course. That was always around. And then I had an uncle, it was my mom's brother, that played music. So when I'd go hang out with my cousins, he would be outside in the shed playing drums or guitar or something. And
your mom's bro?
Yeah, yeah. And I had a little bit of it around me, but it wasn't one of those things where my dad taught me guitar or nothing. I didn't start playing guitar until I was a freshman in college, and I had a bunch of friends that played all the time. And so my buddy Kevin showed me some chords, and I just kind of went from there.
You didn't really like that Don Williams stuff on the 8-track when you were sitting in the back seat.
I did when I was a kid. When I was a teenager, you know, Nirvana was out and, you know, Alice in Chains. So I kind of rebelled like every single teenager does. And then it came back around where I really got back to appreciating some of the classical stuff that my parents liked a lot.
I like that you call it classical.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me it was, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's the canon.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. You know, I love it. Did you have anyone in your family who actually did like acoustic music, who played bluegrass music?
A handful of my dad's friends. So I hung out with my dad as much as I could. You know, it was like he was my hero. So I hung out with him all the time. So I'd be out on a Saturday afternoon. He worked a whole lot. So the occasional times that he would go visit friends, he'd take me. And a lot of those guys were pickers. You know, I'd end up hanging out in the wee hours on a Saturday, and a bunch of guys are just picking a banjo or guitar or mandolin and things. So I was always around that.
We were talking before the program about family member or family connection to old music.
Before I get to that story, you know, I had some cousins that played music as well, and then, you know, on and off guitar or something, but nothing, you know, not necessarily live gigging out or nothing like that. But the funny story we had chatted about earlier before the show was my mom's country as can be, and I love it. And she's probably going to listen to this and yell at me.
Hey, Mom.
She was talking to her dad about her grandfather. This was just a couple years ago. Mind you, I've been playing music for a very long time in Lexington now, you know, and she just now decides to tell me this. So she's like, yeah, I think your great-granddaddy played music with these two fellers a long time ago named Fat and Scrubs. So I was like, Mom, do you mean Flat and Scrubs? Yeah, that's it. So I about fell out, you know. Of course, you know, they're two pioneers of bluegrass music. So at some point he'd played maybe fiddle or steel or something. He has played some recordings with them. And she's on the hunt trying to find some photos or recordings. So I'm hoping something pops up because that'd be incredible.
She really did not have any
frame of reference
about
the
magnitude of Fat and Scrubs in the
yeah.
in the bluegrass history books.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love that. That's great.
It was a funny conversation.
I don't know if it lasts forever. See my son. It's as cold as last December, running from the gun. Pull me closer to the setting sun. Now we're taking all to the limit, let the course be run. I can say it'll make or break me. Oh, I'm done. Pull me closer to the setting sun. Hold me, darling, I can't stay. I've been running from this chain, 'cause the darkness is creeping all over my soul. I don't know if I pulled that trigger, didn't hear from the one. Sitting here can't make a believer, hero I'm not. Pull me closer to the setting sun. Hold me, darling, I can't stay. Hold me closer to that flame. that flame, to that flame, to that flame.
Thank you. I was born in 1980, so I wasn't like really old school metal got introduced to me, you know, after the fact. So old Metallica, that at the point was old Metallica, you know, when I early 90s when I was being shown by older cousins or some friends, you know. But yeah, Pearl Jam and gosh, you know, Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, all that whole decade, you know, we were immersed. You know, we were playing basketball outside. We got the boombox blaring with all those bands, you know, and Soundgarden. I could go on all night, but looking back, I really enjoyed the composition of some of those songs. You know, they were really complicated. They were loud and, you know, sort of energetic, angry sometimes, but it was also very complicated compositions, and I think I appreciate that about it.
So you got into this stuff, and then you really didn't leave it, right? You still play, still play rock and still enjoy
it? Yeah, I'm in a rock and roll band, Alcatraz Shakedown, and I wouldn't say hard rock, rock and roll, blues kind of rooted, but you know, we get kind of heavy and energetic too.
What's the first kind of Americana music that really appealed to your rock sensibilities?
Oh, Bruce Springsteen, hands down. He's one of my idols for sure. If I could take John Moreland, who's kind of a contemporary guy, and marry him with Springsteen, and then mix a little Ryan Adams in there and shake it up, that's what I would want.
Yeah, talk about Ryan Adams. What do you think about Ryan Adams and his direction?
I like that he can write just about any kind of song. I mean, he covered an entire Taylor Swift album, and every one of his fans, to a degree, respected it. I watched a documentary about metal music, and it was so well done. And this younger dude put it together and hosted it. I can't remember his name right now. And it had this visual that it was like a family tree of metal. So, you know, it's Metallica, Slayer, and a couple others, and this just goes crazy with all the subgenres. So I think metal, hardcore, metal, rock and roll. You know, I think we can fit somebody and plug somebody in those genres.
What do you think about Americana, the term Americana?
Just as much as a cop-out as indie, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to pin somebody down, but I mean, as soon as somebody says it, I think Bruce Springsteen, and then later Ron Adams, that's kind of where my head's at, but there's plenty of people to argue other, you know.
I've been calling out your name. Words leave with no fear. Through this window, the double pane tries to take on another year. Cry me a river of lucid pain. Let out a scream for no one to hear. Words fall like the passing rain, leaving damp trails, the final tear. I tried to stay here, it wasn't foreseen. Lay my heart to rest here, 'cause there's nothing left here for me. Cry me a river of lucid pain, let out a scream for no one to hear. Words fall like the passing rain, leaving damp trails. Final tear, 3, 4. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Ray Adams.
I love everything about you. Sometimes it's more than I can stand. I keep tossing and a-turning, but my heart is burning. So hard to understand. I can't watch these abrasions. Watching others tear you down. I can't feel how you're feeling. Can't see how you're dealing. The secret is bringing us down. Oh, my heart is in your hand, and it's okay. Your love is in my heart. Well, that's why we are feeling so lonely, love. So lonely in love. Our souls are bound for glory. With borders our love will go on. We got a love without a mercy, unconditionally perfect. We're gonna tear down these walls. Oh, my heart is in your hand, and it's okay. Your love is in my heart. Well, that's why we are feeling so lonely, love. So lonely in love. My heart is in your head, yeah, and it's okay. Your love is in my heart. Yeah, that's why we are feeling so lonely, love. So lonely in love. So lonely in love. So lonely in love.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Eric Bolander, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.